Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Second City Sports Chat, everybody. I'm Dan, the Freaks of Frigo, alongside Joey Real Talk of Toronto and the hostess with the mostest, Ryan Ebner.
Welcome to Second City Sports Chat, guys. The podcast this week will be going over Week 5 in the NFL. A lot of overtime games, a lot of last-second comebacks. We'll be going over some Cubs baseball because, if you didn't know, the Cubs are going to the NLCS.
We're pretty excited
about it. We got some college football talk to go on, some fantasy talk to go on. And as always, Blackhawks are playing too, so we'll go over that as well. Let's start things off with telling you where to follow us at, guys. On Twitter, you can follow us at SecondCitySC, Facebook.com/SecondCitySportsChat. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and BlogTalkRadio.com/SecondCitySportsChat. You can find us on our website, SecondCitySportsChat.com. All right, let's start Week 5 review. Bears in Kansas City. Bears have a late Cutler/Forte winning drive to win 18-17. And more important news for fantasy owners is Jamal Charles is done for the year.
Yeah.
Torn ACL.
Yeah, that kind of hurts a lot.
Yep. A little pissed, a little bit. Atlanta wins in overtime off a pick six of Kirk Cousins.
You talk about how great your Bears did? They were down 17-3.
We can
like the last 5 minutes of the fourth and just destroyed. Kansas City missed that 66-yard field goal. What it was supposed to be a 58, but they got that penalty.
Well, I was going to say.
It's a big game.
It was.
Who is he starting now for Jamal Charles in the Kansas City Chiefs?
It's Chance Rick West.
It's not Niles Davis.
Andy Reid has said that he likes the way West runs. It's very similar to the way Charles runs. It's going to be a two-back system. I mean, similar to like every other NFL team in the league.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like Joey touched upon, it was a really good game. I mean, Cutler didn't throw a pick.
Surprisingly.
So there's that. They won in Kansas City, which is something that not many teams can do. That environment is a pretty hostile environment at Arrowhead. They, Martellus Bennett didn't catch a ball until like the fourth quarter. Because they were down, 17-3? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they were down.
Yep.
I mean, they played really good late, and they hung into the game as far as they could. And Kansas City, I mean, losing Charles is definitely a deflator. And, I mean, these are the things that can happen when Cutler doesn't make mistakes. I mean, he had that fumble in the beginning.
Well, just like for Kansas City, Alex Smith, usually at the end, they're just bad.
Yeah.
They don't usually get things going. They play good throughout most of the game, and then it seems like fourth quarter, they just fall apart.
Oh, they're really bad at, they're really bad at trying to do, like, a winning drive. Like, they're not very good.
It's 17-3. It was like that, like, for a long time through most of the majority of the game, actually. Without Jamal Charles, you'll probably see more receivers getting the ball now, I assume.
I know, and I don't know if that's good without Smith as quarterback.
Didn't Jerry Mantha makes most of it?
Oh, I know. But I'm saying for Kansas City as a whole, how that's going to affect them. And Kansas City, I think.
Well, Jamal Charles is a huge part of the offense, like Matt Forte is for the Bears.
Yeah, he's going that team's going to fall off, I think, a little bit now. In one league I'm in, I have Ben, Romo, and Jamal Charles. And I'm still in first place.
Unless the West just somehow picks up the pieces and gets everything going.
Maybe he does. I mean, maybe it's similar to C.J. Anderson last year. But, Joey, your thoughts on the Bears coming behind like that?
It was a great game. I watched the second half. The first half does not matter for any football game. It's all about that second half.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And this is the definition of second half matters. I mean, I watched the last bit of it. I was actually at a bar with nothing but Bears fans, where my Green Bay Packers at, felt very out of place, very scared. The 2-point conversion, it was big in the end.
It was,
that could have been the game right there.
Yeah.
Bunch of bullshit being yelled at in the stands. I'm like, he didn't come close.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't touch the pylon, but I mean, other than that, I mean, it was a great game. I mean, Jake Cutler played.
Yeah.
He showed that he wants to be there, but problem is this still enough to make all these players still stay where they're at?
No.
What is John Fox looking at?
I think the Bears, I mean, I get it. Kansas City, we looked at the Oakland win and we said, okay, it's Oakland. All right, let's just get that out of the way. Kansas City, Really good win. That's a quality
win. City, you beat Oakland at home.
Yeah, that's a quality win. That one is. But I still think, looking at this team.
But also, you think you're always going to have that where a team else is a team you didn't think was going to happen.
Right, you're always.
That just always happens.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I don't know if this is enough. You know, I think the whole Jay Cutler thing. It's not going to surprise. I mean, I think he's here next year. I don't think there's any doubt in my mind. I don't think there's anybody that wants Jay, really at all. And that's nothing against him, but he's got a big contract, and I don't think anybody wants to sign him for that.
I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Especially what he's shown.
I'm pretty sure Houston can make an argument.
Maybe they would.
For the Jets.
Maybe they would.
I mean, there's a couple things you could argue that Booney's probably wouldn't them. Mind doing it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it just. I mean, now you're going to have at Detroit. That could be a win. You know, Detroit hasn't even gotten one yet.
Detroit is
they're looking pretty bad. So if you beat Detroit, you're looking at what 3-3 is your record. I mean, and it's funny. I think I've talked to Pete about it before. Like, you know, hey, looking at that Bears schedule, if you head into the bye week like 500, I mean, you got a chance to make the playoffs. That really irritates the shit out of me because I don't want them to. I want them to suck.
If you get a really good draft pick.
Right. I want you to. This team's got to develop. I'm sorry. No matter what they do this year, that's not the team of the future. It's
you can't
not.
Keep doing that for this many years. Just
I look at it as you got coming
just,
up.
Just 500 or just like a little bit less. Or
you've got Detroit, then you have a bye week. Okay, if you beat Detroit, looking at 3-3. Then you got Minnesota at home. I mean, Minnesota's been looking pretty good, so we'll see what happens with that. At San Diego, that's a toss-up because Mike Vick and the Steelers just went in there and beat them. But at the same time, they have Le'Veon Bell. It's a little different.
Exactly.
I mean, Matt Forte's really good, but he's not Le'Veon Bell. And then you've got at St. Louis. I mean, they just
they
punked Aaron Rodgers. In Lambeau, they punked them.
They're great defense.
Oh, God, that defense.
Especially at
really
home.
Good.
They played a totally different level in their home.
And then you've got Denver, and I don't think you're going to beat Denver. And there's more questions to it is once we get to that Minnesota game, who's left? I mean, do they make trades? You know, there's a lot of talk. There's been rumors swirling around that Alshon Jeffrey isn't really hurt. He's depressed. That's what they're saying. And that he's not
that's
happy.
With that team sucks?
No, I think he's upset because Brandon's not there.
Oh.
But then a lot of people have said that that's not the case. Like he
not,
is really hurt.
That's his big baby.
Yeah. I just, you know, I'd be really irritated if that was the case. Because if you want top receiver money after this year, you're going to have to step up. Step up.
Step up, try to play, bro.
No, I mean, you're going to have to play better than they have. And he hasn't. He hasn't played at all. So his assumption of, oh, watch out for this Bears offense when it's healthy. What offense? I'm not scared of anything on that offense.
It wasn't good when it was healthy.
Right.
So
I mean, I saw it against Green Bay. Wasn't that great? Kevin White's not going to be back this year, so it's really not going to be healthy. I'm not going to get my hopes up that the Bears are going to end up becoming a playoff team. Are there chances they could? Of course, because the rest of the NFC is, like, hurt. I mean, the whole NFC East is hurt or just sucks.
Yeah,
the NFC
true.
South, besides Carolina and Atlanta, who I really don't feel like are real deals. I mean, they're doing well, but they're not real deals when it comes down to it in the end. So you've got Green Bay and then Minnesota, maybe.
Somehow Seattle is just
right.
Terrible.
And then Arizona and the Rams are always going to be in play, too. So
Arizona's a scary team this year.
They are very scary. And
that's like the Seattle team. That reminds me of, like, there's like that this year.
I think they're more talented on offense.
Yep.
And then that's scary.
Or they score way more.
Well, if you look at it, I mean, so if you beat Detroit, you're 3-3. I think Minnesota's a loss, and San Diego's, it's prime time, so it's a toss-up. St. Louis is probably lost, Denver lost, at Green Bay lost. I mean, you've got maybe a chance at 3 more wins after that, so you'd be at about 6 wins. 6-10's not bad for where people thought they'd be. Not
where
bad.
Did they know last year?
5-11.
Okay.
So you'd improve by a game. I still look at it like, okay, we beat Kansas City. It's a good win, but reality has to set in. Jay's not going to play like that.
No, it's not going to. For me, I don't see him going here anymore. It's because they won a one game.
Yeah. But
we've seen weirder things happen.
Oh, we have, yeah.
You know, come back from a crappy team. So.
And the defense has definitely changed. You know, from the first couple of games, the defense has changed a lot.
Defense has showed up and decided they're like, hey, we're
actually want to play.
It feels like they've got the personnel right, at least as right as they can with who they're dealing with. They got rid of a couple guys that they didn't feel fit their scheme, which, I mean, I don't blame them. They didn't. And now it seems like the pieces they haven't played, the one positive thing I can take out of this Bears season so far is that there's at least guys you can pick out and say, all right,
all right, we can keep him, maybe build a little bit something here, like, whether it's McPhee or Sam Acho or, you know, Eddie Goldson or these guys or, you know, Amos for the safety. I mean, the defense has little bits and pieces that you can get. And then there's guys like Shane McClellan that I just don't want here anymore, but I understand why he's here. It's because they said he's really good at leading a defense and at getting the play calls off. And then that's hard to find. Yeah, it's really hard to find that on a team. And even though he's not very talented, he can do that. And I think that could save him, I mean, at least for this year and see what happens. No, the Bears, great win against Kansas City, way better than the Oakland win because of the way you got it done and you showed grit. Mm-hmm. But let's see what moves on here because we got Detroit this week, and that could easily go either way. And as I talked about a little bit earlier before we got into this, there was a lot of overtime games, a lot of overtime. Atlanta wins in overtime off of a pick six. Devonta Freeman still shows he's pretty good at the expense of Dan here. Sorry.
He's a pretty good guy. Yeah, he does well. He's consistent. I'll tell you that.
Cleveland beats Baltimore in overtime.
That was a good game.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, wow, Baltimore. Way to drop the ball on that one. And then Cincinnati beats Seattle. I think a lot of people, the thing was is that they weren't in Seattle. Cincinnati plays pretty good when they're at home. And
you're still got to be nervous.
Oh, if you're Seattle, you're not doing good.
See, I was just so surprised. I mean, I picked Seattle. I just thought that the Bengals weren't going to keep that consistent no-loss game. I just thought they were going to slip up one game, and I just thought against Seattle.
Oh, I did too.
They're bad in a row, but I feel like, you know, they still gave them a little bit of a challenge. And I feel like that was going to be their one loss so far.
Yeah, Cincinnati standing at 5-0. They look pretty good. I mean, well, not everybody on the team looks pretty good.
For some reason, there's something
clicking. Tyler Eifert has been pretty good. Andy Dalton has looked outstanding. AJ Green, obviously, is really good. But, man, their running game, they need to figure it out.
Well, G5 and R is taking it now again.
Yeah, Jeremy Hill.
Yeah.
My Lord.
What the hell is he doing?
Well, I don't think starting anymore. I think Giovanni Bernard is the main guy.
I think he is, too.
He's getting more. He's not getting as many touches anymore.
He might as well, Jeremy Hill didn't do that damn thing.
Yeah. I think it was different because last year when Giovanni Bernard broke his hip or something, then Jeremy Hill took over, and then he did really well. So I think they wanted to capitalize on that and then, you know, use him because after Giovanni Bernard came back, mm-hmm. he still wasn't just as good, and Jeremy Hill was just on this hot streak. So mm-hmm.
Rodgers' streak of no interceptions at home has come to an end. He threw two in this game, but Green Bay was still able to capitalize without even with the picks, Foles throwing four interceptions.
Yeah, the offense is bad.
Yeah. Todd Gurley, though, 159 yards. Back-to-back 140-plus yard games. My God.
I got to say, the picks done by the Packers, beautiful picks.
Oh, yeah, the Rams
played great. Once that one in the end zone, I think it was Clinton Dix, pretty much diving on the floor off of a double tip.
Mm-hmm.
And just barely catching that. Mm-hmm. But beautiful defense, by the way.
Something's going on with Eddie Lacy. And it's really kind of bugging me, just a little bit. I mean,
is he depressed that Jordan Nelson's not there?
I guess. He had 13 carries for 27 yards. Rodgers led the team in rushing with 39. That's a problem. That's an issue.
Well, as we know from times past, Lacy is not a warm weather guy.
That's
when
true.
The cold weather sits in, Lacy's your guy.
That's true.
That's when he's scary. That's when you want him.
I think the only thing I'm worried about here with Lacy is obviously he had ankle issues a couple weeks ago, and he hasn't looked the same since. So if that ankle issue is lingering, it could be a problem for Green Bay because, listen, they played a good St. Louis defense, but they played a really bad St. Louis offense. Green Bay should have won that game, and they did. But from here on out with Green Bay, if they can't get their running game going, it might get a little difficult. I mean, you've got San Diego this week, which they should be able to deal with San Diego there at home. But then you're at Denver, at Carolina. I mean, those are two teams that have really good defenses, but their offense aren't nearly as bad as St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're a chance. But, I mean, they're undefeated.
In the running game, to me, for Green Bay especially, isn't as huge of a thing. You have Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that passing game is just phenomenal.
Yeah, I think
and you have James Starks, which is a good backup.
Yeah, Starks is still handled a little bit.
My thing is that with Green Bay is if they get late into the season, we get into that cold weather and Lacy doesn't show up, eventually the whole loss of Nelson hasn't shown yet because James Jones has been able to do a little bit of something and Rodgers can spread the ball.
Uh-huh.
They overcame a really good win here because Randall Cobb didn't do a thing. Eddie Lacy didn't do a thing. James Jones only caught two balls, but they were important two balls.
I mean, they got away with really poor play, but still won. Kind of like the Cubs, where Jake Arrieta pitched the other day. He didn't pitch his best stuff, but the Cubs offense showed up.
You play bad games.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens to Green Bay from here on out. But still the front runner in the division no matter what. Philadelphia just pounds all over New Orleans, 39-17.
Specifically, that was like second half. The pretty much a lot of the game was pretty close.
Yeah.
So that win doesn't look as good as it shows.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the running totals, which is what I want to know for Philly. DeMarco Murray had a season-high 83 yards. Ryan Matthews had 73 yards. Jordan Matthews is kind of there.
Is Darren Sproles hurt?
No, he had 5 carries, 27 yards. He just was not able to get things done against New Orleans. But Philadelphia, hit or miss every week. Hit or miss. They got New York this coming week, so we'll see what happens.
Because Sam Bradford's just so inconsistent.
Very. Just, and their running game is
just defense isn't that great either.
Tampa Bay beats Jacksonville in a thriller, 38-31. I think we talked about this last week. This had a chance to be the game of the week, and it almost was. I mean, it was a really good competitive game.
It was going to be Florida versus Florida, man.
Yeah. Bortles throws 4 touchdowns, only throws 1 pick. It's a pretty good game. They could not run the ball, though, Jacksonville. They could not. T.J. Yeldon, the rookie out of Bama, looked pretty good catching the ball. Alan Hurton, Dallin Robinson.
Doug Martin, though.
Yeah, and that, Doug Martin, 123 yards, 2 tutties. What a beast.
Yeah.
He's looking good. Today's not bye week this week.
Not at all.
The Doug or not. What a beast. He also caught 3 balls for 35 yards and a touchdown. So he had 3 touchdowns. My God.
MVP.
He was. Yeah, I'd probably be player of the week. But Tampa Bay beats up on Jacksonville 38-31. Buffalo survives against Tennessee 14-13 because Tyrod Taylor showed that he can throw the ball, run the ball, and he can catch the ball. Wow. That's impressive. But he's hurt. He's got a shoulder problem.
He said he will be playing.
He will be playing.
He said he is showing up and he is playing.
All right.
Okay.
That's what he says. But, I mean,
Julio Jones said the same thing because he might be out tomorrow. But Julio said he will play against New Orleans.
You hope because who else is there to catch a ball at any time and anywhere in the field?
Yeah, exactly. But New Orleans is pretty bad, so we'll see.
That's true.
And Arizona just punks Detroit 42-17. I don't even know how Detroit got 17 points.
Is this Michigan? What is this?
Yeah, it looks really bad. Arizona is rolling. They were slow out of the gate.
Roll Tide.
Yeah, Roll Tide. They are just destroying teams. And their defense is really good. And I think that's a big thing. And Palmer and the running games, even with Ellington being kind of banged up, they're still getting it going. So Arizona looks like a really good team, and Detroit looks really bad. And, I mean, I don't think they're going to go 0-16. Could you imagine 0-16 twice?
They should be
1-4
right now.
Years?
They should be 1-4.
They should have beat Seattle.
Yeah.
Let's see. Here. Then you got Denver and Oakland, a really close game that Denver ends up winning because of a pick six Derek Carr throws.
That was the only touchdown, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Charles Woodson, 2 picks off Peyton Manning. Was that his first time in his career he's picked off Peyton?
Yep. It was.
And he did it twice. Hats off to Charles Woodson.
Did he just pass someone, did he, for most interceptions?
He did. I think he tied Ed Reed at for 6. I think he tied Ed Reed, but he did pass
twice. Top 5.
Is he tied for 5th now, or he passed Ed Reed to get in the 5th?
He passed him to get in the 5th.
All right, so Charles Woodson, what a beast. Great career he's had.
Mm-hmm.
Great to see him doing well in Oakland this year. New England destroys Dallas 30-6. Brandon Whedon, you will no longer be the starting quarterback because after the bye week, it will be Matt Castle. New England just still rolling. Tom Brady and company still rolling on.
He's angry.
Yeah, he's got 11 touchdowns, no picks.
It's actually really similar to the 2007 season.
Yeah, it's really close to that 18-1 season they had.
Kind of scary. I think he's just getting started, though.
I do, too.
He's not even where
so
he's
going to
be. They don't even have Randy Moss.
No.
Sorry, they'll get to the Super Bowl again to some underdog team.
That'd be
just get
Giants.
In there.
Got
to
be the Giants.
Yeah, those randomly getting there somehow with the crappy team there right now.
Backers in England.
Ooh. That's what I thought it was going to be last year. Yeah. And then Seattle fucked it up. The Giants and San Francisco thought this game was going to be a blowout. Had you fooled. 30-27, the Giants win this one at a really down-to-the-wire play. Odell Beckham Jr.'s out, got a bad hammy, comes back in. They get the touchdown.
He was just there just to be
really
killer.
Was. Yeah, he really was.
Pretty much.
A killer guy. And they get the win there. Because Kaepernick's awful.
He is so bad.
I never liked the way he runs.
He can't move anymore. He can't throw for shit.
Yeah. I mean, he's still a viable guy.
And probably that team just totally fell apart around him, though.
Yeah.
It's not totally his fault.
No, I think a lot of it has to do with the defense has falling apart a little bit. Carlos Hyde's inconsistent.
He just had that one game.
Yeah.
That was a week
one.
He
had an old tight end, all of receivers. Like,
yeah.
No one's really young there.
Yeah.
But then the coach bailed on you. Just everybody's just moving. You have no idea.
Yeah. And then Monday, Mike Vick and company with the Steelers come out and beat San Diego 24-20. Mike Vick, what an impressive drive at the end. What an impressive drive.
He's a good quarterback.
Mike Vick almost the first time he had never rushed the ball one time in his career. He's done it every game since he's played. He waited till the last drive to do it against
San Diego. He would never if he didn't get a rushing.
And I can see why they were struggling. Vick is Vick. There's no. You can't take Vic and turn him into something he's not.
No, whatever team he's on, he's a running quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. And he showed it. And then the little bit of the 18-second mishap there, the NFL has suspended the side judge for that because they ran the time off and there was no need, no reason.
Ooh, was it 12 or 18 seconds?
Like 18
seconds.
Like that?
I've never seen it running.
And that's big because if Pittsburgh doesn't get that play at the end where Le'Veon Bell just lunges in, you don't have time to call a timeout. You can't even kick the field goal tie. It's over because of the 18 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So thank God for Pittsburgh that Le'Veon Bell is Le'Veon Bell. And he's just a beast.
The way they did it, too, a wildcat formation.
Yeah.
So you really trust your running back to get it done. So
yeah. I mean, I look at it as, you know, they had that pick six on Rivers and all the momentum changed. It just swoosh, it was gone. Then they bomb it to Marcus Wheaton and you're just like, Vic can throw.
He didn't register to me. Like he just threw a bomb that was just like looking. Like,
well, I feel bad for Vic. I feel bad for Vic in a way because he's getting blitzed every play. That line is bad.
He was under pressure like every play.
Yeah.
I mean, but you think too, Michael Vick. He's used to that. You run. I mean, that's what you do.
Yeah, but like he has no time.
Yeah.
He has no time to run, and that's the sad part. But they still get the win. They got to play Arizona this week, guys, and that's going to be tough. So that is Week 5 in the books. Pretty good games all around, like I said. A lot of close ones, a lot of, you know, right.
It was a good week.
It was a really good week. This week's going to be really hard for us to pick, but before we get there, let's go over a little bit of fantasy football talk. I'll go over who won this week and who we got going next week. So Danny beats me, 148-136. Joey beats Nick, 151-129. Joe loses to Tim, 104-90. Pete beats Dimitri, 77-69. And Dan Gillespie beats the Freakster, 136-109. This week, we got a little bit of a battle of Second City Sports Chat going on. We got myself versus Joey. Like Roman Reigns.
I was wondering what that was. I was like, who the hell is it?
Roman Reigns.
I can't keep doing John Cena. I can't keep losing. It hurts him.
That's why you left.
Yeah. And then Pete versus Dan. We got Nick versus Dimitri, Tim versus Dan Gillespie, and Danny versus Joe. I am 1-4, and I'm just beyond angry about it.
I'll give you.
I hope so.
I'll put him up by
three.
Appreciate it.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you're 3-2. Yeah.
I'm not fine with that. I accept that.
Guys, if you listen to the intro in the beginning, it was Go Cubs Go because the Chicago Cubs are going to the NLCS. This team is looking real good on every level right now.
It was 2003.
Yeah, it feels like it. This Cubs team, I will not compare it to other Cubs teams. I don't think there's a reason to. But I look at it as they have young guys, Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, Baez, Jorge Soler, which is he's had a great playoffs, and Kyle Schwarber. They're keeping his ball on the top of the scoreboard where he drilled it last night.
That was so far.
That was awesome. He landed on top of the scoreboard.
That team is just hitting. That's like all they know how to do right now.
10 home runs in the last 3 games. A team that didn't hit home runs.
Is that like a franchise record in one game? Right?
Six. Yeah, it was the first time that the players, the batting lineup 1-6, all hit home runs in the same game.
That was
a couple games ago, yeah.
I mean, just home runs is up the ass. That's all it was.
Yeah, exactly.
On both sides, actually.
You know, Jason Hamill gets roughed up in the first inning, then pull him out in the fourth, and it was really a bullpen battle from there on out between the Cubs and Cardinals. It was back and forth, but the Cubs prevail as they have in really, you know, the last month and a half. They have just been clutch as can be, and they will await to see who wins tomorrow, the Mets and the Dodgers at 7:07 in L.A. Mets send Jacob DeGrom to the Hill to take on Zach Greinke and the Dodgers.
You know what was funny about this game yesterday was Joe Madden just kept taking out like pictures all the time. It's like they give a hit. Like they
it's very situational the way
take him out.
He's very situational with the way he thinks. It's very analytical. I guess analytical would be Mark Trestman. That's really what it is. It's all about numbers. And if he talked about that a little bit when he was in the dugout. He said, you know, hey, we're just going to start putting in guys who we think match up against the lineup that's in front of them. And that's what they did. I mean, did they use their bullpen a lot? Yep. But they
worked.
Yep. The Grim Reaper, dude, coming in, striking out the side. That was clutch. After Hamill got guys on first and second, they just pitched really well. They played really well. I mean, their hitting is really clutch. And I just look at this, and if you're the Cubs, who would you rather play, the Mets or the Dodgers? I don't know. I don't really know that. I want to say you'd rather play the Mets because you're 7-0 against the Mets this season, but this Mets team is completely different. This Mets team wasn't clicking the way they are now. But Jacob DeGrom, Syndergaard, are
similar to the Cubs.
Yeah, and then you've got Matt Harvey, and you know, Cespedes is there, and you got all your guys back from injuries, and you're playing really well, the Mets. And then the Dodgers, it's Greinke and Kershaw. I mean, that's – these teams are tough, and, you know, everybody's getting all excited. Well, the Cubs, that was the hardest challenge they had. They beat the top two teams in baseball. It's all situational baseball. It's all based on matchups. The Cubs match up really well against the Pirates and the Cardinals. They have all season. That's just how they've been.
Mm-hmm.
But the Dodgers and Mets, a little different story. So – heading into it, Dan, the Cardinals are out, and that's who you pick. So
yeah.
Do you think the Cubs go all the way?
I still don't think they will.
Okay.
I think it's just me knowing the Cubs. I just don't think they'll make it. I would like them to make it. It'd just be amazing if they win the World Series again.
Oh, I wouldn't even know what to do.
Yeah, it just
I mean, as
crazy.
A baseball fan, I'd be really
I don't know. I'm just going to say no because I don't want to jinx it. I just want to win secretly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I
was going to say they're not going to win. So
Joey, is there a chance? I mean, there's a chance. We know that. But how likely is it?
Well, like I said from the last time, I'd say the Dodgers move on.
Yes.
Dodgers and Cubs. Dodgers, they're good.
Yeah. It's going to be a tough series.
Yeah.
I think no matter who they play. And, you know, I mean, the Mets would have won last night. Oh, shit. You know, we're looking at Mets and Cubs, the first time ever they've ever played each other in the postseason. But the Mets kind of fell apart a little bit. And we'll see what happens tomorrow night. But Zach Greinke's been one of the top pitchers in baseball all season. And so is Jacob DeGrom. So that will be a great matchup. Toronto beats Texas today to advance the ALCS 6-3. A little bit of controversy, though, because Russell Martin, routine throw back to the pitcher after a strike or whatever, ball, whatever it was, hits the bat of Shin-Chu Chu. The guy from third scores, and they had, what'd you say, Dan, 18 minutes to decide?
It was like an 18-minute delay until they actually got everybody calmed down and got off the field and played again.
It didn't matter in the end because Toronto won. To me, a little shocked with Toronto, but their bats came alive. Similar to the Cubs' bats are coming alive, which surprised me as well. And Toronto will wait to see if Houston or Kansas City wins tonight. Mm-hmm. Right now it is 4-2 going into the bottom of the eighth. Kansas City leads Houston in that one. So we'll see what happens there. Toronto, if they keep playing this way, they're going to make it. They'll get there. I mean, they're a strong team. Houston and Kansas City, kind of iffy. Kind of iffy on them. They're both of them.
Yeah, I mean, Toronto coming back from that, being to elimination games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great baseball. Mm-hmm. Hey, so far this postseason for all baseball teams, AL and NL, amazing.
Yeah.
Just so much scoring.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like not even normal baseball at all.
No,
I know. One or two runs. I mean, it's 8-10 runs. Like, the Mets, couple of games ago, 13-1 or 3 or something like that.
Yeah, 13-4 or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. That's nuts.
Yeah, this postseason's been really fun to watch, not even just because the Cubs are in it. In general, like you said, all the baseball games have been really fun to watch. So Cubs, will figure out who they're going to play tomorrow night, Mets or Dodgers. I said that game starts at 7:07 Central Time. Weird-ass times that TBS is coming up with, but whatever. We're almost to the World Series, so we'll see what happens there. Go Cubs, go, though. That's exactly how it is at this point. Let's just keep hoping they keep on going. Philadelphia takes a 3-0 lead on the Hawks. Whew.
It's a great game.
Yeah, it's a great game. Let's get to college football, guys. Michigan keeps rolling. They just pound
blowing
Northwestern.
Team.
Yeah, 97-0 the last three games.
Yeah, they literally only gave up, I think, 14 points in the last, like, three games.
Yeah, it's insane. Michigan State, on the other hand, slipping a little bit. They almost lost to Rutgers if it wasn't for spiking the ball on a fourth down. That's bad football. Florida quarterback Will Greer, he is suspended for a whole year for PED use. A little bit more severe than even NFL players get, guys.
First offense, and he's gone for a year. That's rough.
Yeah, it's going to hurt your career.
Yeah. USC fired their head coach, Steve Starkison, after he's been having a lot of issues with alcoholism, and he's been in and out of rehab. And
he's getting checked in through a different place now.
Yeah, so, you don't need that on your team.
He needs to, you know, from just his perspective, you need to get away from it, focus on making yourself better.
Yeah, exactly.
Get yourself better. That's what's important here, and hopefully he can do that. Steve Spurrier, one of the legendary coaches of college football, he chose to retire. But as he said today, I'm resigning. I'm not retiring. Leaves it out there in the open that he could come back and coach a school. I don't know. But he walks away from the University
of
South Carolina.
After a year being bored, doing nothing, he's like, I want to coach football again.
Yeah. So Steve Spurrier, he could come back. 86-49 as the head coach of the University of South Carolina. He coached for other teams too, but that was his recent year for over 10 years. 44-40 against SEC teams in that time. Big matchups this week, guys. You got number 17, Iowa, taking on number 20, Northwestern. USC, renews their rivalry against number 14, Notre Dame. Dan's matchup of the week, Michigan State, number 7 versus number 12, Michigan, at the Big House. Michigan is one of the luckiest teams I've seen. Their schedule. They get Michigan State and Ohio State, and they could probably win both those games.
They play really good at home.
Yeah. This Jim Harbaugh, he's getting shit done.
Yeah, I mean, so far, I know if Northwestern was the first, besides Utah.
Yeah.
Northwestern was the next big team they played, and they still just blew them out.
Yeah.
I mean, after Utah, they just got things going.
And it's funny because you look at that Utah, and in the beginning, you wouldn't have thought that was really, you'd be like, oh, man, I lose Utah. Well, hindsight's 2020. Utah's in the top. It's 4 now.
They're good.
Yeah.
And they play well against that team, too, Utah.
Yeah, they played really well. So now.
I can see Michigan State struggling against Michigan.
And Michigan State has struggled their last two games as well. And you look at that Utah loss for Michigan, that's not a bad loss at all now.
No, not at all. They're in it.
Yeah, Michigan's rolling. They have a chance to maybe get to the Big Ten championship game. And if they do, there's a chance they beat Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game, and they're in the playoffs. Crazy.
The Ohio State.
Fuck them. Bama, number 10, Bama versus number 9, Texas A&M. And then number 8, Florida, who's been on a roll lately, versus number number 5, LSU, and the hottest running back in the country right now. A lot of college football games this weekend. A lot of really good college football games this weekend. I'm excited to sit back and watch them as well.
What better to do on a Saturday than watch college football?
Exactly. Like I said, the Blackhawks are losing right now 3-0 to Philly. They also have a game tomorrow at Washington. And then on the 17th, they play Columbus at home, welcoming back Brandon Saad. Will he get booed or will he get cheered?
Booed is not the
two. Well, I mean, sometimes teams cheer people.
I don't know. I think people, I mean, it's not always his entire decision to go there. Really, it really wasn't.
I'll say if I'm going to go out on a limb here, I'm going to say they're probably just going to boo him just because he took more money to leave. That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
And whether or not I wouldn't boo him, love him.
Well, and those few Chicago fans, that's how they
sometimes agree.
Chicago fans take things seriously, so.
They do. Especially, yeah. I mean, you only got one winning team. Well, two now. All right, guys. Let's get to week 6 picks. Thursday night football. It's Atlanta versus New Orleans.
So we're doing another one for the – we just went through it all in one.
Yeah, we're just doing one. We're already here. All right. We're already here.
Sure.
Got that on time.
Yeah, it's fine. We got Atlanta versus New Orleans.
Atlanta.
It's Atlanta, right?
No, it's in New Orleans.
Still Atlanta.
I will take Atlanta as well. Bears in Detroit.
I think I'm going to have to pick the Bears on this.
I will bear down.
Detroit just sucks.
Yeah, I'll bear it down.
I'm going to go with Bears too. Matt Stafford just sucks. He throws picks way too much.
Oh, yeah. Arizona at Pittsburgh. I'll take Zona.
Yeah, you
Arizona.
Yeah, if Big Ben does play, might be a little different.
I don't know.
It's still roll tide, man. They're going.
Well, it's not Roll Tide. That Bama, bro.
Still fucking the same.
Because they're red.
Tide is.
They're not crimson, bro.
They feel like it.
I don't know, man. Arizona is just such a good team this year.
They are. I mean, I'm not arguing. I'm taking Arizona, too. Cincinnati at Buffalo. I'm going to take Cincinnati and like keep it on because Buffalo's looked really bad lately.
Yeah, I think I'll have to go with Cincinnati, too.
I'm going to go with Cincinnati, too. Buffalo's been struggling against teams I think they would actually win against when they've been barely just coming out of their lives. So.
Yeah.
And Cincinnati's on a roll. Go with Cincinnati.
Denver and Cleveland. Denver's defense a lot better than Baltimore's defense. Denver wins against Cleveland.
Wait,
well, Denver and Cleveland, but Cleveland played good against Baltimore.
Oh, what's that?
That Cleveland, I'm going to take Denver.
Yeah, I'm taking Denver, too. Just the better team.
Yeah.
Taking Denver?
Actually, yeah. For Cleveland last week, Josh McCown throwing the ball 51 times, no picks. impressive.
Yeah.
So I gotta throw that out there.
I get it. He's good. You know, he's
no, he's not that good.
I know.
He could be like 30 some passes. I mean, it's still good, but that's just a good week. Consistently? No. Bet.
Houston and the we don't know who our quarterback's gonna be, Texans versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'll take Jacksonville.
Yeah, I think I have to go with Jacksonville because Houston's like in the same boat as a lot of teams. They just suck.
They have the same record. Houston just sucks. Their defense is so bad.
I feel like Jacksonville, besides the New England game, has been in almost every game they've played.
Yeah.
Never even in that New England game. They got like 3 touchdowns on them.
Yeah. But New England dropped like 50 on them. But yeah, you're right, though.
But still, I mean, in order to put up that on them. You know, losing
side. Yeah.
I think Jacksonville has it all together still.
Yeah.
Especially with talent.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Jacksonville as well.
Kansas City and the Jamal Charles-less Chiefs versus Minnesota Vikings coming off a bye week. AP and the Vikings. There's no Charles. I don't know how they're going to play.
Yeah. Either go with Minnesota.
Yeah.
I'm going with the Vikings too. Kansas City just, they always kind of blow at the end.
All agreed on every game so far?
Yes, we have.
I thought it would be a lot harder, but it seems like now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, it's actually not that hard.
Yeah, we need to kind of think about it.
Washington at the Jets.
Yeah, I think you're good.
Coming off a bye.
They're pretty good. They have a good defense.
The defense is good, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Washington, for some reason, stays in games, but I'm still going with Jets.
All right, Miami and Tennessee. Look at this shit show.
I really
want to
say Tennessee, but...
Look at this shit show. Miami coming off a bye.
I'm going to go with Tennessee. I'm going to go with, like, a, I guess, Tennessee upset. Would I be an upset?
I'm feeling Miami sucks, too, though, because Miami's not doing anything.
They've been Tennessee in the games.
I think I'm going with Tennessee.
What about Tennessee also?
I don't remember
they play well last few games.
I don't remember who I picked.
They've been doing Indiana.
I'm going to pull it up real quick so I don't lie. Because I feel like I took Miami. Because
don't worry, I said Jacksonville and Tampa Bay, but I ended up taking Tampa Bay.
I know you did. You two did, yeah.
Well, through my original.
I'm just
going to
remember
my picks.
I took Tennessee, so I'm going to take Tennessee.
Yeah, I can see it because Buffalo looked like crap against them, and then they played really well against Indianapolis. So.
I think part of me wanted to pick Miami just because they got a new head coach, got a bye week under them, see maybe how it feels. Maybe the defense listens a little bit, but I'm just not ready yet.
That could be maybe. Maybe they'll just win against them. You never know. They could just get it going.
Carolina at Seattle. I wouldn't put Seattle.
I can't.
Yeah, that's
at home.
It feels like Carolina. See it differently. They play well against Seattle at Carolina.
Yeah,
but it's in Seattle. There's no way.
I mean, in the wilderness, cats eat birds. So Carolina's
not at home though. They're in the trees.
Still,
man.
A hawk is a bird.
I know, but they're at home. Like he said,
they're in the trees, man. The trees.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But are you taking the Panthers?
No, I'm going to go to Seattle.
Go Hawks.
Yeah.
San Diego at Green Bay. Green Bay.
Yeah.
They're at home.
Yeah, Green Bay.
Baltimore, oh my God, are we for real going to agree on every single game right now?
I'm going to change it right here.
Baltimore at San Francisco.
Maybe not.
Baltimore. San Fran sucks.
You know, I'll go San Francisco just to change it up.
Have a chance for one. I feel like there's maybe one more game that would be different.
All right, Baltimore.
You're going to take Baltimore. All right.
Thank you.
New England at Indy. That's New England.
New England.
This is it. Giants at Philadelphia.
Giants.
I took Philadelphia.
Ooh. I took Philadelphia, too. Oh, I will take Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. Joey's a different one on one game. Guys, I'm excited. This could be, it has the makings of being another good week of football.
Good matchups.
Yeah, they are good matchups. They are, I mean, they really are tough. I mean, did we agree on all of them? Yes.
Almost. It's also that a lot of they're just terrible. They make good games.
Yeah. So we will see what happens, guys. Like I said, here's some... A little bit of news before we end this show about football here. Colts signed Ahmad Bradshaw back. Lynch might play, might not. That's what he said. NFL, like I said, suspended the side judge over the clock error in the Pittsburgh-San Diego game. Dallas starting Castle. And the Bears have waived David Fales again. My God. Can you just keep him? Can you just release Clawson?
Yeah, did you not see enough to get rid of him?
Hashtag get rid of Jimmy.
Apparently didn't see enough to show that he sucks.
So. I guess not. Guys, that is our podcast for the week. We reviewed a little bit of week 5. We previewed week 6. We got Go Cubs Go. Got a little Hawks. Got a little college football. Guys, I don't know about you, but if you've been listening, we had our gang podcast. Went over the Halo story a little bit. We're going to watch an 11-hour video here at some point, and we will really dig into Halo. We got to do it before the game comes out.
Halo.
If you haven't seen the new trailer, wow. Everything we've been thinking, Joey.
I have to watch it because you said it just came out.
Yeah, like yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yes, you have to show it on the Xbox here, and we'll watch it. Really awesome.
All right.
definitely really cool, definitely worth seeing. I ran an NHL. I like it so far. We ran an NBA. I think it's cool, but it really makes me mad because I suck at it.
We'll do
it. Cool until I couldn't get past college because someone took it back.
Yeah,
I'll suck at Michigan in my first.
We will be doing reviews coming up on Second City Gaming. There's also other things in the works. Maybe a name change coming. You never know.
Maybe. It's in the works right now. It's in the office on the desk.
Yeah, we got to file it. Go do a review of the board.
See how it goes.
Yes, exactly. Guys, as always, follow us on Twitter at SecondCitySC, Facebook.com/SecondCitySportsChat. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, BlogTalkRadio.com/SecondCitySportsChat. You can find us on our website, SecondCitySportsChat.com. Dan, take us away with my favorite time of the week, quote of the week.
Thanks, Ryan. You must do the things you think you cannot do. Eleanor Roosevelt.
You stay breathing, Chicago.